More than half of the people attempting to cross the U.S. southern border now are families or minors traveling alone. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports amid that spike, two of the country's three family immigration detention centers, including one in Berks County, are nearly empty.
The Berks Family Residential Center is about 65 miles northwest of Philadelphia, outside Reading. It used to be a senior center, but for more than 10 years, it's been used to house up to 96 parents and kids seeking to immigrate to the U.S.
I mean, we were pretty much at capacity over the last few years.
That's immigration attorney Jackie Klein, whose firm works with detained families there. She says the numbers have been down recently.
So it's been a really big change.
Now, ICE officials say there are only 9 residents in the Berks Center. Another family immigrant detention center in Texas, called the Karnes County Residential Center, has about 60 family members, even though it has hundreds of beds. These beds are empty, even as ICE says it has released more than 108,000 family members into the United States since last December. In a letter to Congress last week, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said border enforcement is overwhelmed by the number of unaccompanied immigrant minors and families arriving there. Part of the problem may be logistical. ICE officials say they stopped sending families to detention centers like Berks due to, quote, limited transportation resources. Even if they could transport them, Kevin Landy, former director of ICE's Office of Detention Policy and Planning under President Obama, says it may just be a numbers question.
Berks is a drop in the bucket, and for that matter, even the larger detention facilities are completely unable to absorb the massive influx of families.
There's a federal court settlement that says the government can't hold immigrant families for more than a few weeks at a time. Landy says since the Trump administration has been focused on deterrence, they may not see the value of holding a relatively small number of families for a relatively short period. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.